training Christian conservatives to take on today's ideological battles. By the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University, sponsored, on June 1, 2022. The following article is sponsored by the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University and written by Jeff Hunt. In just a few days, conservatives from around the West will rally at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver, Colorado. Now in its 13th year, the Western Conservative Summit has brought the nation's top conservative leaders to the Western United States. This year will include speeches by Kayleigh McEnany, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Cal Thomas, Matt Walsh, Governor Kevin Stitt, Representative Lauren Boebert, and many others. It's a time to gather, learn from experts, and be inspired to lead our nation. I'm convinced, now more than ever, that leftists will never be able to solve our nation's problems. It is up to Christian conservatives to lead. Wherever communities are completely controlled by leftists, primarily in cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Denver, they fail to establish the utopian societies they project. Instead of developing thriving communities, these leftist-run cities perpetuate human suffering. They are ripe with corruption, homelessness, drug use, and violence. There is little hope for young people trapped in schools run by government bureaucrats in leftist communities. Solutions proposed to address broken cities almost always come from liberal special interest groups. Everything conceivable is tried in these broken communities except what we know works. Research has demonstrated repeatedly that people who graduate high school, get a job, and wait to have children until they are married will not live in poverty. Instead of teaching this success sequence, public education focuses on issues rooted in a Marxist worldview, critical race theory, and transgenderism. The left perpetuates victimhood, not individual responsibility. The left seeks to divide based upon skin color and sexual identity, not the content of one's character. If we allow leftist ideas to continue to populate our public discourse, our nation will continue its decline. The Western Conservative Summit believes that to turn our nation around, we need to raise godly men and women, well-trained, well-educated, to guide every level of our community, school board, mayor, county commissioner, and up to Congress, president, and Supreme Court. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. Proverbs 29:2. The Western Conservative Summit is hosted by Colorado Christian University because CCU believes that we need to educate Christians to not only be competent in their field, but to be rooted in a strong foundation of Christ and historically conservative values. How many universities do you know that have it as strategic priorities to honor Christ and share the love of Christ on campus and around the world, to teach students to trust the Bible, live holy lives, and be evangelists, to prepare students for significant leadership in government, and to impact our culture in support of traditional family values, the sanctity of life, compassion for the poor, a biblical view of human nature, limited government, personal freedom, free markets, natural law, the original intent of the Constitution, and Western civilization. In order to impact our culture, Colorado Christian University has two institutes. The Lee Strobel Center for Evangelism and Applied Apologetics at Colorado Christian University seeks to equip Christians, ministry leaders, and churches to effectively share the grace of God and confidently defend the truth of the gospel, in order to reach our world for Christ. The Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University sponsors research, events, and publications to enhance public understanding of the most important issues facing our state and nation. By proclaiming truth, we aim to foster faith, family, and freedom, teach citizenship, and renew the spirit of 1776. With these two institutions, Colorado Christian University is making an impact. Not only are we educating 9,000 students to embrace these values, we are also on the front lines of our cultural battles. We are changing the direction of this nation. We need your help. During the Western Conservative Summit, we will be announcing a new initiative to strengthen our politics degree program and launch a public policy degree program. Generous donors have committed $1 million to the creation of an endowed scholarship for a public policy degree. We are looking to increase that to $2 million through donations at the summit. It's time for conservatives to be intentional. We can no longer simply hope for good people to rise to positions of leadership. They need to be trained and equipped to take on today's ideological battles, rooted in the truth of Christ and Western tradition. We need to train the next generation of leaders, men and women of strong faith in Christ and conservative values, to run our school boards, cities, communities, and nation. We need a West Point of Christian, conservative statesmanship. West Point trains leaders to defend America and to win. As leftist ideas seek to ruin America and the freedoms we inherited from generations of patriots, Colorado Christian University will prepare tomorrow's leaders to protect America's founding principles. Will you help us train them? Please consider donating to the Endowed Public Policy Scholarship by giving a donation today. To learn how you can help, please visit here. If you would like to attend the Western Conservative Summit in person or watch it online, visit here for more information. It's time to saddle up and ride. Jeff Hunt is the director of the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University and co-chairman of the Western Conservative Summit.